This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's a Tuesday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
43 degrees right now, going to get up into the high 60s.
Nice.
But it's going to be a weird weather day. It's going to be windy in the middle of the day, cloudy for the rest of the day, and then it looks like the rain rolls in around like 7, 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So if you got plans to like grill or something, you might want to do it early.
Jump on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, again, 67 degrees. It's
nice.
You know, it's prime time grilling weather. You got yourself a Blackstone. You get out after it. Right,
Kimmy? I'm a millionaire.
Well, Kimmy's not if it's raining.
Okay. No, that's what I was saying. You get it before the... All right. You wear like the least amount of fun. You have a Blackstone.
I know.
Which is like the MF-er of grills. It's the ultimate grill right now.
Yeah, everybody's... I mean, it's trendy. Your husband's like the coolest guy on the block with his Blackstone.
Totally.
And all his Blackstone accessories.
She doesn't even want breakfast outside.
What's that?
She doesn't even want breakfast outside. That's the coolest thing about that Blackstone. When that guy's like making all that breakfast.
Well, we did bring up breakfast outside, and you were not impressed by breakfast outside.
No, I was just like, it's too cold to have breakfast outside right now.
You in that
flannel?
Eggs
don't get too cold.
In that shacket? So, all right, your day's not going to be all that exciting. My day's not all that exciting, but somebody's got a really exciting day.
What did I miss?
Ooh, big day today, buddy. Got my annual physical, full physical.
Now, for those who don't listen to the show on a regular basis, Tommy loves going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Every kind of doctor. And it feels like once a week you're telling us that you have some kind of appointment.
As you get old, man, they start backing up on you.
Bro, I don't think that normal people go to the doctor this much. What's that disease?
Well, he has like multiple doctors. Too.
Your wife is one of my multiple doctors.
Yeah, just ching ching, baby, keep showing up. It's weird that you keep knocking.
I probably paid for that hat.
You did. It is weird that you keep like knocking on our front door. Is it time for another appointment? What's we gonna do?
But when you get to my age, you got your full body. You got your skin.
You sound
your
like
eyes.
A Honda Civic.
It is. It's like dentist. I got the ears now because I got the hearing aids.
Okay.
So I get multiple battery of tests all year.
I get that you have to go to the doctor. Mm. I don't get like your excitement to go to the doctor.
Because I want good news. I want to go in there and all I want
Most
them to go
like,
is...
That makes them nervous.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's what I'm looking for.
But you lie to get good news.
Yes, but I'll still take the good news.
No, but
even if it's fake good news.
He also comes back in the next day bragging about... What the doctor told. Like, if you have a dentist appointment, you'll come in the next day and say, dentist told me I have nice teeth.
I got some good chops.
But the dentist is going to tell you that, so you keep going back to that dentist. Right? I mean, like,
I don't know.
No doctor, unless you have, like, something terrible going on, is going to be like, listen, like, even... I've been in some unhealthy situations, right?
Yeah.
Like, even when I was 300 pounds, they were like, hey, you might want to think about losing weight. No, you should be in my face like, lose weight! 300 pounds is not healthy. But it's a special trip. It's just your general regular doctor.
Yes. But it's a full physical.
Okay.
From blood to everything.
Okay, gotcha. And, you know, they're going to check your balls like they do every time, right?
Actually, your mom took care of that last night, so I can just phone that one in.
They're fine.
There's something else you have to get done. A man of your age when you go to for a physical.
The prostate.
Okay.
So prostate's the big one because that's the one. After the heart, they say the prostate's number two on the death chart.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Do they pull out a chart of death and they point to it?
So heart number one.
Okay, gotcha.
Prostate number two.
Okay.
So they have to check it.
As part of the prostate exam, the doctor has to go to a dark, dark place.
So it's Dr. Fudgy Finger pays a little visit to your back door.
That's one way of putting it.
Brown finger.
Which Kitty actually explains why he's so excited to go to the doctor today. Mm-hmm. But as you were explaining to me this morning that you were going to the doctor, you said you're taking some special preparations.
So I start limiting my diet. I started last night. I start scaling back because I don't want to go to the doctor with a butt jar full of brownies. Okay. I just want to keep it. I don't want to go in with a full house back there. So last night I start to limit my diet. Okay. Today I really scale it back. So like I'm done. I don't see him till 1:30. So
do they tell you to do this?
Do it.
Okay. That's the weird thing. I say to him, I go, that sucks. And they tell you you can't eat. He goes, no. They didn't tell me nothing. This is just
just personal preference.
I don't want an accident. Because I'm gonna be in the fetal position.
That's very kind of you. I'm sure most people don't take that into consideration.
Cheeks splayed. The well is open. And I don't want an accident. How embarrassing would that be, man, if all of a sudden...
I would just assume they've seen the worst of everything,
I don't want
right?
him to see my worst.
No, bro,
I know he's seen the worst.
You see it, you're worse, man. You don't get worse than what he's about to
Good
see
point.
On you.
Listen, man,
there's
these guys...
There's bats
that fly out. These guys...
Send a canary in first. There's like four dead canaries in there, Kimmy. Do you know that?
But you know what I'm saying? I don't want him poke around and hitting something, harpooning a turd.
All right, so here's the thing. Kimmy, you had said, it's nice that Tommy does that out of consideration for the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not why he's doing it.
No.
Why are you doing it?
It's embarrassment. I don't want to mess back there.
No,
so I want a clean whistle. So I want to make sure, like, my last...
You're not getting graded on how clean it is.
I just don't want an accident.
Okay.
I like a nice clean. Who doesn't want to have a nice clean rectum?
No, clean rectum's great. Everyone likes a clean rectum. You know, you use the baby wipes.
Especially
right?
then.
Fine. It's just weird that, the most basic human urge is to eat.
Yes.
And you are so insecure about an oil well going off.
You're like it's old Jed's a millionaire.
No country for old butt. That you have limited yourself to the most basic, from the most basic human instinct because you don't want the doctor being like, ooh.
So all I've had is cherry tomatoes and one banana. That's my last coffee for the day, and this is my last water.
So by 9 o'clock, he's going to be the most miserable human being on the planet.
Already there.
Okay.
I had a piece of chicken and a little zucchini, and that was it.
Your wife know that you're eating less because of this?
I know.
I don't say anything.
Okay.
We don't have too much ass conversation at the table.
Well, no, but this is your health. I would think your wife would want to know about it.
Well, she'll know afterwards. She doesn't want to know about the prep.
Okay.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out if the average man has the same concern you do. Because what age do you have?
Pooh and your doc.
Worst Otis Redding song of all time.
Sitting on the dock in this.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah. What age? What age do you start getting the finger when you go for the physical?
So I think they start checking your prostate when you're in your 40s.
Okay.
So you're going to be coming up on that.
Okay.
Because you don't, do you get annual, just straight physical?
Yeah, I get annual physical. Yeah. I haven't gotten
He has a lot of doctors for his age.
Yeah, but that's because I'm the most unhealthy human being that ever existed. I might be dying right now.
So I think 40s when you get, I think 40s when everything starts cropping up in
you
your body.
You have to just start doing like all the annual stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kimmy, can you Google when a man is supposed to get his first prostate exam?
When a man gets a physical. You know his cheeks got to be clean.
Because it's got me thinking. There are lots of guys in their 20s and 30s right now who just don't go to the doctor, period.
I didn't start going to the doctor till I was 35.
Okay.
Seriously.
And it's possible that,
Then I had steady insurance.
That's just it. You have a good job, and then maybe you're committed to someone who wants you to, be around for a
while.
And
issues start cropping up.
So, I'm trying to imagine, having the difference between having never gone to the doctor to potentially your first visit in a long time.
Yeah.
There's a finger going there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be a jarring, that's 0 to 60 hard.
Oh, it is.
A hard 0 to 60. Are you kidding?
Men should have their first prostate exam by age 50, but if you have a family history of prostate cancer, you should consider having your first prostate exam at 45.
Okay, did you have a family history?
So my...
Or did you just walk in and ask for the works?
I just said,
yeah. Can I get some wax up there, too?
Some soft jazz. So, yeah, I think they recommend. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's he just does it.
Are you sure you're going to a doctor?
I think so. It's over by Jiffy Lube.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has a physical today, and as part of that physical, he has to get his prostate checked, which is very important. You should do this. Mm-hmm. But because he doesn't want to have an accident while the doctor is doing that check, he has limited his diet from dinner last night all the way up until the appointment at 1:30. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest vanity I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's kind of like when people do that intermittent fasting.
No,
people
that's to that. Lose weight.
Yeah.
And to like benefit
themselves.
And that's
themselves. Not just like a 2-day thing. Mm. They have to like, I mean, that's like basically you change your whole lifestyle.
But people do it.
No, I get it. I guess what I'm asking is like, let's say you didn't do this at all.
Yeah.
Right? You were going to go in for the exam just every day like you normally do. And you had an eruption.
I would be so goddamn embarrassed.
Why?
And I'd almost feel like I'd have to tip him or something. Bro, if I got him like he had just been to the mud races, man, I gotta tip the guy.
You can't tip a doctor after he gives you a prostate exam. I'm pretty sure that's prostitution in New York State.
Well, wash your hands before I slip you a 20, but yeah.
No, man, like to Kimmy's point.
I would be devastated.
Devastated?
Man, that's so embarrassing.
No, but no one's going to know.
I mean, I want a little, especially when you get to be my age, the one thing you want to hold on to is any little dignity nature hasn't taken away from you yet.
No, but like this is...
You know what I mean?
Okay, look, I'm not your age. I guess I can't completely relate. And I appreciate
that. Because I don't want to be, I'm inching towards diaper time. And I know what my father went through, and I'm trying to avoid diaper time.
I can appreciate everything you're saying.
I want a good, tight rectum and prostate. Keep it tight.
Okay.
See, like that?
No.
That's my rectum. Tight.
Stop showing me your rectum. Look, I think it's great what you're doing, right? Like, more guys should be like you and go and get this stuff checked out. What I'm saying is, if you didn't change anything as far as your diet went, and you had an eruption today at the doctor's office, it's the only place where legally he can't tell anyone else what happened.
I know, but I'm changing doctors.
Really?
Well, but by the way, the doctor's not going to be the one that has to clean it up.
I know, but what if I get it on him?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He's behind me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
He's the little boy with his finger in the dike.
There's no way that hasn't happened. And again,
I know.
They're professional. Sure. They're professionals.
I get it. If it was going to happen, he'd be the greatest guy in the world to have it happen to. But I don't want to deal.
What other guy in the world would it happen to?
It would be weird if you were at your dentist and that happened.
252. Let's hope he changes gloves. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Good, Joe.
Tommy, why are you so nervous, man? I mean, is this your first one you've ever gotten?
No.
You're gonna get?
No. I've been getting since I've been 40.
Joe, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 26.
So you've never had one of these
before? Oh, you got a baby ass, man. Don't even talk to me right now with your teen butt.
No, but I've had some, I know someone who's had one, and it's not the most delightful thing I've heard.
Well, are you talking about a colonoscopy or a prostate exam?
A prostate exam.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem enjoyable.
No.
But there's lots of things that aren't enjoyable that you have to do to make sure you don't die.
Right.
I was just hoping, you could tell Tommy, stop being a little bitch.
All right, great call, Joe. That's a way to start it off Tuesday.
There was so much raw ass material there, and he dropped the ball.
I know. I think he was trying to find his next
My God, my mother could have done a better job.
I love how you're disappointed that he didn't viciously go after your butt.
I'm serving him up on a butt platter.
Tommy's serving up his tender butt.
Yes.
And what do? You trip over your own butt feet.
You little bitch.
No, it's funny because I'm getting a lot of Facebook messages from guys. I'll just read one of them here. Mm. This comes in from Dan. Dan writes us, why even go get this done? You're probably fine, Tommy. It sounds uncomfortable and I wouldn't want to do it.
It's preventative medicine, man. I want to know if there's a problem. Get on it early.
I'd rather take a finger than die.
Well, so if you...
Put that on a t-shirt.
let's say you're going to the doctor, you're in your 50s, and this is just like a routine. Do you get this done every year?
Yeah.
So, can you...
And some interesting Friday.
I'll tell you what it is. Okay. It's my gynecology.
Okay. No, he's right.
Right, because you
got. Like he was saying something profound.
Well, you know, I think I did.
Let me tell you. You know what this is? This is my girl.
But I'm wondering.
Well, so women can relate because it's they're checking your holes.
Well, I guess my question is because coming off of that guy's comment, can you like request to not have one if you don't want one?
I guess you could. You could just say I'm not, but.
Like, are there people that are that worried about it where they're like, I don't want to do it today?
Oh, yeah, there are guys that...
There's a famous guy that died because he wouldn't do it, and it's Vince Lombardi.
But that was also back in the 60s.
Bro, yeah, because they thought you were going to go to hell and burn.
To be fair, we still haven't found out if that's the case. Yeah. I mean, nobody's come back and given us the information.
True.
No, there are entire cultures that have higher percentages of prostate cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the least macho thing you're going to do all day.
No, yeah, but like again, I also don't want a tongue depressor down my throat, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
At least I hope that's a tongue depressor. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has a physical today. He's got a prostate check because of that. He limited his diet last night and will not eat anything more this morning. Not because that was demanded by the doctor, but because he doesn't want to have an embarrassing accident.
I want to be cleaned out.
During finger time. Barbara's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Barbara, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Tommy, why don't you call that service that comes to your house for your dog to have your A-gland milk so you won't scooch around on the rug?
Better. Okay, we're getting there. Yeah. Okay, all right. Barbara, have you had this done yet?
Yes.
Okay, do you?
And mine is what's called the triple S, small, smooth, and soft. That's what you want. That's what you want to hear from your doctor. And I've had a colonoscopy, so I mean, and everything, the highway's clean.
All right, well, that's good.
Bumps.
Do you take,
do
you take the same precautions Tommy does when it comes to like the diet the night before and all that stuff?
No, not at all.
Whatever happens, happens, baby.
Man.
Oh, it's a barber button. It's going to get interesting.
Well, I make sure I go before I go to the doctor's, and they go first thing in the morning. So that, I don't know if Tommy's an afternoon guy or he's a morning guy.
So I'm a three a day.
Yeah, he goes
three trains in, three trains out.
My buddy. Never mind. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. And look, we laugh. But you should go get this checked out if you're that
Absolutely.
Age. If tough old Tommy Mulay can handle it.
And you know what? Remind your buddies, too. Be a butt buddy. Remind your buddies to go have their butt checked.
We got a dynamite. Watch out for your butt.
Be a butt buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where even considering this idea meant you were on the balls of your ass.
Oh.
It was a punchline.
Yeah.
But apparently, these days... Not only is this no longer a punchline, it's something that a large part of the American population actively would get excited about.
So it's a good thing.
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Brunch Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. 1 in 3 Americans say they would not mind living in a van.
Jesus, how bad we go
with that? That's what I mean, man.
Gypsies now? That's a gypsy.
I think it's... I think it's one of those things where people think they can do it until you do it for a while and then you want out. It's a temporary thing. Open road, man.
Yeah, it's very Kerouac. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, Kimmy is dressed like you live in a van right now. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in the Instagram influencer way that people do this.
Because I mean, I actually know people that do this.
All right, you live in a van?
Yep. So they travel.
Let me explain to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Van Life.
Yeah.
There's a movie they just made about it.
That movie came out 15 years ago when the kid died when...
No. It's like an old lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about...
But like, they're like people that fell in hard times and then they had like these caravans of people.
Oh, you're talking about Van Tramps.
Maybe.
No, I was made that up, you idiot.
But it's like a lot of older, gnarly looking people.
I think it's a younger movement currently.
It's called Van Life.
Well, it's basically, you're busted.
No, it's a big thing on social media where folks will buy old vans, buses, rip things out of them, put in like
a bed.
It's
not cheap.
You're right. Mm. And there's a table and a sink. Think of the old VW campers.
But that's how you live.
Yes, and they live that way. And look, the influencers, Kimmy, who are doing this on TikTok and Instagram, there's no way they're actually living like this because it looks super easy and romantic and they always look amazing and they always have money rolling in. But
they've apparently got a shower.
There's ways to do that. We'll get to that. But it looks good enough, Tommy, where one in three Americans say they now would want to live that way.
Why would you want to live like that? It's so uncomfortable.
There is something romantic about it.
But you and I lived out of our cars, and it sucks.
Yeah, but think about you traveling with like a house, essentially.
A little house.
Right, but...
Yeah, but you're a little man.
But you could... Like, would that have been better than some of the places you stayed at?
No, they both suck, but I just, you know.
I think if you saw what some of these people are turning these vans and buses into, you'd have a different idea. I'm not saying it would be easy. It's still small, but it's not, it's doable, I guess.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you one of the three Americans who were in on van life living in a van? Because there is something romantic about it. And I'll go even further. Most husbands would love van life. Think of the freedom. No mortgage. Mm-hmm. No lawn to mow. No house to keep up or clean or repair. You don't have to worry about neighbors or taxes, property tax or anything like that. You would be able to be free as you could be without being like an actual drifter.
So, but are some of these people just living in town like they live here in a van or are they just driving around?
Both. I mean, you do both. You find
how do you pay for everything.
Well, so that's what's interesting about this. Now, Kimmy, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, the one couple, actually, I think both the people I know that do it, it's a guy and his dog and another, and it's a couple, two separate people. They both started doing it during COVID because they had the ability to work from home. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm pretty sure they still have, I would imagine they still have the jobs that they had then and they can just do it from wherever. So I think they thought, well, now this is my opportunity to move around, see things that I didn't get to see. I don't know. I guess it kind of gave them like a different perspective on life.
You're not a vagabond because you have a job.
Yeah.
Like, she's right. With the technology that exists today, you could live like this. You could be a contributing member of society, have a job, make money. You could still have television and streaming. It's not like you'd be shut out of what was going on in the world.
How about when you get into a fight with your old lady?
I'm going up front.
You say you take a lawn
chair. I was going to say you take a lawn chair and sit outside for a while.
What if the weather sucks, too?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do this with somebody else. This is a strictly solo thing.
Okay, I could see that maybe, yeah.
No, you're right. Like, if my wife
It would be hard to share that space with another person.
Okay, so as soon as my wife gets uncomfortable, she's done.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too cramped, it smells in here, she's out. So we would get to our mailbox.
Okay.
And we'd be done.
No, but like...
Turn around!
Look, man,
what?
I know there are other husbands listening, husbands and dads right now, 252-WCMF. One in three Americans say they wouldn't mind living in a van right now. The van life, baby. I mean, I love my family. You know that. You know that. Yeah. I love my wife.
Yeah.
But the idea of just living simply with a bed and like something to stream stuff on and a job I can do on a laptop and I can go wherever I want and it's just peace and quiet all the time. Do what I want when I want. That doesn't sound like... You shut up. You know it sounds awesome.
I know it does, but you know we're forgetting what it was like being on the road and the amount of road weirdos we ran into.
Yeah.
And I'm talking weirdos when weirdos were just coming up. Weirdos now, have really perfected being weirdos.
You're talking modern day weirdo.
Modern day weirdo compared to the old school weirdos we ran into. I don't even want to know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. And growing up in South Florida, I knew people that lived on boats. Like they came down, they just wanted to get away from it all because that's what Florida is, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They'd hitchhike down, they'd rent a boat, they'd live in a boat, and it's miserable. It's absolutely miserable because you don't have any of the all the comforts you take for granted have gone away.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I'm a pretty simple liver, right? Like, I don't need much space. I don't like outside. Like, I have no problem laying in a bed in a van all day. In fact, that's like a fantasy of mine, is to lay in a bed in a van all day.
Okay.
Could you get laid in the van life if you're a guy, Kimmy?
Yeah, but it'd be a van chick.
I think if you are under a certain age, it's kind of a romantic idea for people. But if you're pushing like 40 and you're still living in a van, I probably don't see a future with you as a woman.
So that would mean then, as you said,
Of the level of chick you're going to get in a van.
What is a van? Describe what a van chick is.
She grows.
She grows?
There are other women that do this, you know.
Yeah.
Like you may, as a van guy, meet a van chick.
Yeah, but that van chick cannot maintain her woman stuff. The same as a woman who's in a house.
What are you talking about? Why not?
How?
What do you mean how?
How they clean it down?
You still shower and bathe.
Yeah.
You're not getting it good.
Bro, it would be...
And you know you're letting yourself go. To your point, you're laying around, so is she. She wants to like live the old natural lifestyle. Think of that hairy legged, inked up...
Can I hang up on you now?
What?
I would think it would be easier for a woman to live this life, just like size-wise, than a man.
Yeah, but all the things women need in a daily basis that they have.
Give me an example.
Makeup.
You can keep.
But why would I need
van?
Makeup if I don't see anybody?
Thank you.
Okay, so you're gonna get an unmaked up woman.
She doesn't mean she can't put makeup on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does your Stepford wife wake up, put makeup on before she sees you?
Can't change that Kotex in 2 days.
No, I have to put
Tommy's
on my.
Tommy's picturing like a woman like sleeping in like with a head full of rollers and freaking.
What about
getting
the Kotex
up and putting lipstick?
Why could you not have tampons in a van?
Where's she putting them?
It's called a van pun.
Where's she putting them?
What
in
do you
her,
mean? You're not supposed to flush them in a
van.
House.
In that tight ass van.
Where do you
there's
think
gonna
they
be,
go in your house?
There's gonna be steamy tampons in a trash can.
Steamy tampon? Why can't she just throw them out at like a garbage can when you drive by?
Because she's lazy. She like you. She's just laying around.
Question.
Is that time
question.
Of the month?
I have a question.
Ain't shaved my legs. Ain't changed my tampon in 2 days.
What's raising
my
hand. What do you think happens to them in your house?
Well, they're in another room when it has air conditioning and filtration.
What are you talking about?
And by the way, do those things have toilets? Like those little foot pump toilets?
Some people, but it depends on how big you go with your van, I guess.
Like your standard van.
But you wouldn't need a toilet. You just drive to somewhere with a toilet and take a dump.
Man, you got to do like
what?
Scuzzy ass KOA dumper.
No, you go to like good, like Target always has good bathrooms. Just drive to a Target.
All right.
I got this planned out in my fantasy.
So I've seen people, they'll buy like national gym memberships. Mm-hmm. And so like wherever they are, they'll just go and use the gym, shower there.
Yeah, Planet Fitness is $10 a month, man. You're paying $10 a month for a shower and a dumper. That's not bad. That's cheaper than it is in your own house.
Right.
What do you pay for water? You pay more than $10 a month.
So do you know who lives like this? That crazy quarterback for, I think he's at the Colts now. He's the one
Garner Minshew.
So he lives in a van in Naples, Florida, outside a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives there like in the off season, and then that's what he does. He works out at that gym. He showers there, and then he plays pickleball with old ladies.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound romantic?
It sounds awesome.
It sounds romantic.
That guy's a millionaire, bro.
I know.
Well, he's not a millionaire from van life.
He's more a millionaire than anyone else is because he ain't spending money.
And he chooses to live like that.
I know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about how 1 in 3 Americans now say they wouldn't mind living in a van, which is funny because it was just 20 years ago that living in a van down by the river was something you would say.
It was a Chris Farley joke.
Yes, and it was the ultimate representation of busted.
You're a bum.
Yeah, you want to live in a van down by the river, and now 100 million Americans are like, oh, that's pretty sweet. But it makes sense. Like, you would own something. You would have your own space.
Well, it's the open road. It's freedom. That's what it's really about.
I think part of it is that. Mm. Part of it is that idea of like the beatnik, I'm just taking on the world.
Mm.
I think the other part of it is if you're of a certain age where you now start, it's starting to sink in that you may never own a home
mm-hmm.
and that you could be paying X amount for rent every month, this doesn't sound bad.
You can see the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
the good
of it.
And the bad.
Okay. And you know what I'm talking about, man.
Look,
there's
man.
That thing where you think I want to go see the Rockies.
Yeah.
But before you see the Rockies, you got to go see the Midwest.
Okay.
Okay, but the good news is I have a van and I can just drive somewhere else if I don't like where That's I currently
true.
Am.
And maybe we didn't realize how good we had it when we were on the road, man.
I know. Maybe we didn't have no money.
Maybe we let it slip through our fingers, man.
Well, I mean, we took it all in. We saw it.
Yeah. And I have.
I mean, we had no distractions back then. We were stuck in our cars with AM radio.
But I have fond memories of AM radio being stuck in my cars.
I do. But I also had those nightmares when I take a nap that I think I'm still on the road.
Yeah, but that was only when you were doing your set.
Oh.
252 WCMF. We'll take one call. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bobbo. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Bobo Boys and Kenny.
What's up?
Van Hare.
Okay, Van Hare from the Mall Hare. Yes,
that's
it. Okay, we got there. Yeah, and he's gone. Great.
All right.
It's not even worth explaining.
No.
Let's take a break.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There are things you want your community to be known for.
Sure.
This is not one of them.
Ooh.
And what is terrifying and both hilarious at the same time, how these people seem to think they can do this and no one's ever going to figure out it's
there. Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have another person in our area in serious trouble for making threats against politicians.
Okay.
This time, it's a 26-year-old man from just west of us. Last week, he admitted to sending threats to the state attorney general and the judge involved in former President Trump's civil fraud case.
Okay.
He sent threatening text messages to them back in March.
Mm.
Authorities say he used an online paid background website not only to get their personal cell phones, he got their home addresses as well.
So this guy did his homework.
Well, that's just it. It doesn't seem like it's all that hard to do that homework.
Yeah.
So he sent these threats, Tommy, to their personal cell phones.
But he did it. Did he do it from his phone so they would know where this came from?
So that
we, you said text.
That, yeah, it is a text. We don't know where he sent them from. However, we do have the text.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, this was to the attorney general. I want to give you fair warning that you are not to permanently steal Donald Trump's assets or his property. Furthermore, you are not to imprison Donald Trump.
Okay.
He then texted the judge, quote, if you want to temporarily withhold his property or bank assets and give them back with interest, then that is totally fine. Which is nice that he gave them an option.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a straight
up. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you know?
He could have been a dick about it.
As crazy as he is, he was willing to work with both people he was threatening.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So in both text messages, he told the recipients that if they reported any threats, the threats he made to the police, he would defend himself with deadly force and go after them with deadly force.
So there's your threat.
Yep. Oh, and he also told the judge he owned a whole wall of deadly weapons.
Mm.
But the best part of these text message threats is what the 26-year-old did to try and throw him off the trail.
Okay.
He signed the text, Brian Crandall, which is not his name. Like all the authorities were going to do that were handling this case were just go look for Brian Crandall.
Crandall.
They weren't going to trace where the messages came from and do investigative work. They were just going to Google Brian Crandall.
Nothing to see here.
So, Tommy, you know, this is far from the first time we've seen something like this in our area.
Yeah.
In fact, it's becoming a semi-regular news story. We had a man in our area arrested for leaving voicemails to Congressman Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
He told one of them he was going to shoot them with a sniper rifle. Again, he left that in a voicemail in their office.
Did he call him like Schiff, Shifty Schiff?
Shifty Schiff. We had a woman arrested for calling the White House and threatening President Obama. That same woman.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
Yep, she was later arrested in a separate incident where she threatened a local judge. A man in our area did jail time, may still be in jail, for threatening to kill Monroe County Supervisor Adam Bello. Then there was an incident. That incident, Tommy, where that man got up on stage and went after then-gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin.
Oh, yeah, with the kitty knife.
Yep, 30-year-old man in our area was arrested after police say he tweeted out death threats to then-President Obama and then-Governor Andrew Cuomo. And what we're reading you, just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
There are a dozen more stories from the greater Rochester area that we don't even have time to get to. What the hell's going on, Tommy? And like,
it's easier to do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think that's the only difference?
Yeah. I mean, to threaten somebody before, it took a lot more work. Now I could just pick up my phone and threaten anybody I want.
We're talking about a range of threats here. So maybe like there are certain things that people think, well, that's never going to be traced back to me, not knowing how technology works.
But I think people think too, well, you know, it's freedom of speech. I have a right to say this.
Well, if they do, then why are they trying to disguise their names?
That's a good point.
I mean, no, I think they know it's illegal.
No, I think some people think that you don't have a right to limit my speech. In their head, not thinking like, no, you don't have a right to threaten people.
Okay.
That's not a right.
Okay.
But they think in their mind, well, it should be.
Look, you might be right, maybe.
Because, I mean, it's a twisted concept. That's why I think we keep going down this road. You're right. Rational person would go, I shouldn't do this.
Well, just pass
I just won't vote for you.
Obviously. Yeah. You shouldn't do this. That goes without saying.
Right.
But, like, once we get past that barrier, mm-hmm. right, which is a barrier you shouldn't get past.
Right.
The idea that they're going to find you.
Right.
Of course they're going to find you. And you're going to do serious jail time.
Yeah, they don't mess around with this.
Potentially in federal prison. And you're going to destroy your life.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting that your take is, this has always existed. It's just now you can be lazy and do it.
It's just easier access, yeah. And don't forget, now you can go online and literally talk to people all over the world that agree with you.
Yeah.
And you didn't have that 60, 70 years ago, right?
Sure.
So you could just been that crazy guy at the office or at the work site. Now I could find communities to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, misery loves company. You find each other.
Okay.
And you fuel each other's nuttiness.
Fuel each other's nuttiness. Mm. You know, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the van discussion. Mm. You know, old weirdo versus new weirdo.
New weirdos are, you know, they're stepping up.
No, but I think that the technology makes it seem like new weirdos are more dangerous. And I don't know, man. Mm. I don't know. Because, like, we knew some weirdos.
Yeah.
We met
some
weirdos.
But they were extremely isolated. They didn't have any friends to talk to.
You're right. Yeah, that's
And to your point, like, they don't even have to leave their house to find those other weirdos.
I can stay in my slippers all day.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Of another person from our area who was arrested, a 26-year-old man, for making threats against government officials. This time it was the state attorney general and the judge overseeing the Donald Trump civil case when they said they were going to take his assets. Mm. He sent text messages to the personal phones of the AG and the judge saying, don't do that. He then threatened them, told the judge, according to authorities, that he had a whole wall of deadly weapons. Mm. He will be sentenced coming up. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Since this is my one phone call for the day, put me in for Penfield at 9 o'clock. Penfield, please. Thank you. So I'm looking up this story as you're saying it. And did you know there was a guy arrested yesterday?
I missed that. Oh, wait, no, I did see that. It was another young kid, too.
27.
Wow. So, under 30 you know craft.
How Tommy always says, you know, it was easier to cheat 20 or 30 years ago?
Yeah.
I think that's our perspective as older people, is that we see stories like this and say, how in the hell did you think you were not going to get caught? Because we have the perspective of looking back at days when it was so hard to do things and so hard to get caught, that I don't think young people these days have that perspective. And they just say, nobody's going to figure out it's me. Or if they do think that they'll figure out it's them, that adds legitimacy to the threat that they're giving. Like, oh, they know it's me. They know that I'm serious. As stupid as it may be.
No, but that makes it even scarier. It's got to be the second one then. Because, Tommy, I can't imagine anyone under the age of 40 that thinks they could send a text or an email or anything
without
digital.
Without it being traced.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, Jeremy, we all know how this works now.
But these kids are in their 20s doing it.
Yes, and that's what's even more terrifying.
Back in my day, son, you had to walk 10 miles to threaten Gerald Ford.
By the way, wrong guy. Twice in 2 weeks, man.
No kidding.
But Jeremy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I bet you that they just, maybe there's a segment of the young population who don't know what's involved in all the under the hood electronic things that make it so traceable. They just take it for granted because that's all they've ever known, right?
Oh, all right.
They've grown up in a household without a landline, right? The technology has always been there for them. So maybe they just don't think about it. I don't know. I got nothing. See you, Dick.
Great call, Jeremy. There you go. That call made me want to threaten Jeremy.
Mm.
If you want to never call the show again, I am okay with that. If you want to call the show sparingly, I am also okay with that.
Think about this. When you went to threaten the president back in the day, those were long-distance charges.
Cost you more money.
Oh, $3 a minute.
It's so bad.
How bad is it?
These threats against politicians. It's now keeping people who are interested in running for office from running.
Yeah.
So there was a story on 10NBC back in November that pointed out Sandra Dorley, who is the district attorney from the Monroe County. Okay. She was running unopposed. And that was the first time that it happened in 30 years.
Nobody wants to run anymore.
You got it. They could not find a candidate to run against her, which is a problem because no matter how you feel about the job she's doing or any politician, you know, democracy doesn't work if you don't have a choice.
Yeah, you got to get people to step up.
Yeah, there should always be a choice, but there's so many of these stories in our area now. Folks are like, yeah, not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it. I mean, and it's on both sides of the aisle. Like, we told you that Adam Bellow, the county supervisor, there's a man who did jail time for threatening to kill him.
Yeah.
Mark Assini, who ran for county supervisor against Adam Bellow and was the town supervisor at Gates for a little while. He had two threats against his life.
So, and Lee Zeldin, too, was a Republican?
Yeah. I mean, it's not
limited. And I was going to say, I think the more local the threat, the scarier it is, because that person's not too far away. They may know where you live.
Well, you'd like to see it keep local. Let's keep some of the threats here.
Unless
I don't want to see threats going to China or Mexico or India.
No, but to Kimmy's point, like, if you're Chuck Schumer that gets a threat from halfway across the country, I'm sure it's not fun, but that guy lives in Montana or whatever. If I'm a local politician and somebody that could drive to my house.
Yeah, or knows my schedule.
Right.
Yeah, could follow me to Wegmans, right.
And like, what sucks about this, it's just going to get worse because things are heating up in the election cycle.
Well, we're coming into that time. Yeah, the big election. Yeah.
And like, what used to be annoying kind of feels a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Tommy, you see these stories and you start to think of the people you know personally that you could imagine maybe showing up in one of these stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think everybody knows or at least is acquainted with someone. If you found out they made a threat against a politician, you'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
But, you know, unfortunately, though, this country kind of has a history of this. I mean, going all the way back, man. And I'm thinking of things I forgot about.
For example?
Like, I'm not thinking of, you know, obviously the big presidential ones, but guys running for president back in the day and guys that just published things that people didn't like.
Yeah.
And they got seriously effed up.
Yeah. Some of
the guys that lived ended up in wheelchairs.
No, you're right about that.
Like, I mean, it was, you forget the 60s and 70s, how violent things were.
Sure.
Different time, but pretty ugly.
No, you're right. Let's fingers crossed, like, we're not on the precipice of something happening here. But, like, to that point, like, everybody knows someone that could end up being this person. Going back to the story that started this, the 26-year-old man who admitted to the threats against the AG and the judge, he worked at a deli in a grocery store.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people came across him on a daily basis, work with him, talk to him. Like, that would be unsettling. If you found out, like, if we found out Moose down the hall was sending threatening text messages to politicians.
Well, especially if he or she isn't a person that's put stuff out there before. Because, like, I could think of, like, a lot of people that put some stuff on social media. Now, it's not a threat, but it's getting pretty close. You know what I mean? So, like, there may be some people that don't necessarily surprise you when they pop up as getting in trouble for something like this, because maybe, like, there were some things that led up to that that you could see, like, they were kind of going down that road.
Okay. Well, like, the bottom line is, like you said, Tommy, you never know who these people are going to be.
You don't.
Right? And it's important to keep folks that you don't know all that well on your good side.
Yes.
Especially if those people are going to be living next door to you.
Be nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.